I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump paused new tariffs on Mexico for 1 month after Mexico agreed to reinforce its northern border with 10,000 National Guard members to stem the flow of illegal drugs. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum told reporters on Monday the agreement includes a U.S. commitment to act to prevent trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico. U.S. tariffs on Canada and China still remain poised to take effect on Tuesday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Saturday said Canada would impose 25% tariffs on billions of dollars of U.S. goods in response to the U.S. measures. Trump says the tariffs will stay in place until Canada does more to fight illegal migrants and fentanyl smuggling.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Staffers of the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, were instructed to stay out of the agency's Washington headquarters Monday. It comes after billionaire Elon Musk announced President Trump had agreed with him to shut the agency. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
USAID, which is in charge of dispensing billions of dollars in foreign aid, is on the cusp of being shut down, according to President Trump's advisor, Elon Musk. Asked about it on his way back to the White House Sunday, Trump weighed in.
USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out. And then we'll make a decision.
Musk took to X Spaces to discuss it.
Which we're in the process of doing, shutting down USAID.
The Trump administration placed two top USAID security chiefs on leave after they refused to turn over classified material to Musk's DOGE government inspection teams. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio viewed a deportation flight from Panama on Monday as President Trump's administration prioritizes an immigration crackdown. AP correspondent Haya Panduani reports.
On Rubio's second and final day in Panama City, he turned his focus from the Panama Canal and Chinese influence to the issue the Republican president has championed the most. Immigration. Rubio calls mass migration one of the great tragedies.
We recognize that many of the people who seek mass migration are often victims and victimized along the way. It's not good for anyone.
The flight carried migrants back to Colombia after they had crossed the Darien Gap and were stopped in Panama. The State Department says such deportations send a strong message of deterrence and the U.S. provided Panama with financial assistance. I'm Haya Panduani.
President Trump says he will cut off funding for South Africa over a new land confiscation policy. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
South Africa defended itself on Monday against attacks on the policy by Trump and his billionaire backer Elon Musk, who was born in South Africa.
South Africa.
Without citing evidence, Trump said on Sunday, quote, certain classes of people in South Africa were being treated very badly.
That's under investigation right now. We'll make a determination. And until such time as we find out what South Africa is doing, they're taking away land, they're confiscating land, and actually they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa last month signed into law a bill that would make it easier for the state to expropriate land in the public interest. The law aims to address racial disparities in land ownership that persist 3 decades after apartheid's demise in 1994. South Africa's foreign ministry responded to Trump by saying the act was not exceptional, and Ramaphosa said the government had not yet confiscated any land.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The UN Health Agency said Monday that fighting last week between Congolese government forces and M23 rebels in the city of Goma left at least 900 people dead. The World Health Organization said that at least 900 bodies were recovered from the streets of the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo City as of last Friday, following 5 days of fighting in which the rebels took control of the city. The WHO cited nearly 2,900 injuries in the fighting. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.